Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hello, hello, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to yet another edition. I can't speak today. I'm having a weird week of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. If you love the show, you can support it by going to GasDigitalNetwork.com and using the promo code Zach, Z-A-C, and getting yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. You can also go to podcastmerch.com and get yourself some merch to support the show. I love that you guys wear it out on the road. I am joined by wonderful, two beautiful people who are new to the show. Thank you guys very much for being here. To my left, Carmen Legala.
Thank you for having me, Zach.
Thank you very much for being here. I really appreciate your time. To my right, somebody I've wanted for a long time when I knew he was a real source of information on movies in general. I love listening to you and Joe List talk about movies. Renan Hirschberg.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. Yeah. My introduction is way better than yours.
let's not make it a competition. We're going to get into it. We're going to have a lot of fun. Let's get plugs out of the way. Carmen, what do you want people to get eyes on?
Ooh, I'm on Twitter at Carmen Legala and on Instagram at Carmstagrams. Let's go there.
Phenomenal. Renan?
Yeah, Instagram is R-A-A-N-A-N comedy, and I got a new special coming out on YouTube. So go subscribe to my YouTube channel. The link is in my Instagram.
Yeah. Wonderful. Guys, check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny. If you're listening live, I will be at the Lower East Side location of Old Man Hustle working out my headliner set that I'm hoping to film at the end of the summer. And, you know, just check out the other podcasts, Real Ass Podcast, Bye Guys with Ian Finance, and Catalyst Wrestling. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You know I like to get high, and I know you like to get high, so we should get high together. So we can go to YoDelta.com, where we can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. I took them, and boy, oh boy, do I like them. And that is real talk. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, head on over to YoDelta.com today and stock up. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. And it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. I will tell you personally that Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of our Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. It never ends. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices, your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that, are still going to charge you storefront markups. Because at rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, a guy working on his own car, or an idiot like me who doesn't understand how automobiles even work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to rockauto.com, and there's no promo code needed because their pricing is already phenomenal. But if you get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Here, you ready for it? You ready for it? Yeah, you are, you sons of bitches. RockAuto.com. I can't believe I'm still doing this bit. Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, I just want to talk to you real quick about our friends at MePod, our favorite vape pen sponsor. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a warning, these products do contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Listen, guys, I don't vape, but Alex, Harrington, a lot of my friends at Gas Digital here do, and they love the MePod. They say it's got a lot of great flavors, and it's just a really quality device. They have the new MePod 2.0, which is the best refillable vape on the market today. Vapers can refill with any vape juice flavor that they prefer. It has a long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. They also have a wide variety of disposable vapes, and I actually have seen people, and I've tried it out, the Draco disposable, which lasts for 6,500 puffs. They have a wide variety of vape juice options and a wide variety of options for our 420 consumers. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Finally, MePod also has fast shipping, and most orders come out on the same day. So if you vape or you smoke, you're going to love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports our show by going to MIPOD.com and using my promo code SPOOK. Ain't that fun? You're going to get 15% off today at MePod.com. Promo code SPOOK for 15% off. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting the show. Let's get into it. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1963, directed by Herschel Gordon Lewis, considered the first ever splatter film, Blood Feast. This is a fun one. You can watch it for free on Tubi, or it is on Amazon Prime for rent, a bunch of other sources. So however you want to watch it, please feel free to bring it up on your own and sync the podcast, if that's how you do things. Or we always show the movie for free at midnight on Fridays with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. Or, come on, promo code Zach, gasdigitalnetwork.com, and watch the movie right along with us whenever you fucking want. Ladies in the booth, roll that beautiful bloody bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, one.
So yeah, this movie is very, very cheap. They claim it is between, they say $25,000. I've heard other reports say about $60,000. It was shot in color specifically because many movies had not shown red blood yet. And that was the big gimmick. They wanted red blood, and the one thing they wanted was somebody's tongue being ripped out.
And now some tragic.
This is super fun. The gore is super silly. The blood is super red, which I really like. It's cartoonishly so. And this is part of Herschel Gordon Lewis's blood trilogy. And then he kind of moved on to other sorts of exploitation. Before this, he made Nudie Cuties movies. Which are basically like softcore porn.
Like Girls Gone Wild of the 60s?
Yeah, they would go to nudist camps and stuff and just show naked ladies. But then he decided to form a new form of exploitation, which is bloody movies. And he was pretty much a pioneer in that. He was a school teacher that quit his job to become a film.
Underwear.
Big-ass lady underpants.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
The cone bras.
And this movie became very controversial. It's one of Britain's video nasties. And some of the ways they got the controversy going, they gave out barf bags at screenings that said, in case you need to throw up during the movie. And the other is the producer, acting against himself, got an injunction.
Oh, wow. So they're not even just like...
Oh, yeah, no, it's super silly.
Taking it right from Psycho.
Who just screamed? It wasn't her.
It's somebody.
So basically, they pitch this. There's like, a guy who's going to stab a woman in the bathroom. And they're like, that's just like Psycho. It's like, no, but this time,
we're going to show
taking a bath.
What they had actually said was different. They had believed Hitchcock had cheated by not showing the violence.
Tits.
Always funny if I thought if they took those bras off in the 50s and their tits were
also
like
pointy.
Like cone shit. Yeah, yeah.
Every once in a while you see pointy titties.
Wow, this is just like everything good about Psycho.
That
just
it
not...
would take longer than that.
Yeah, it was very quick.
You can't get through.
Carmen, I don't mean to spoil your time here. This isn't a documentary.
Well, that's the power of film. Accurate. You can kind of like, you know, you can fuck with time. So, you know.
So, but yeah, the producer.
But I agree. They should show just 2 hours of him sawing bones.
There is a movie like that. It's called Flower, Flesh, and Blood. It's a Japanese movie that is really tough to sit through. And it's a woman being dissected for an hour and a half.
I love how, like, Psycho was, like, this brilliant thing where people thought they saw nudity, and they didn't. It was all, like, the power of
And they
cinema.
Thought they saw her getting stabbed,
yeah,
too.
And they didn't. And then this is like, no, let's show it all.
Somebody went, fuck subtlety.
Yeah. It's like if they did a remake of Jaws, where, like, let's show the shark's face
the whole fucking time. Oh, yeah, so the producer, under a different name, put an injunction against the movie being released in Florida, I believe, so that people would go to see it, thinking that they were being deprived of this movie.
Wait, say it again?
The producer went under a different name and filed an injunction so that his own movie couldn't be released to create controversy and to get it in the paper so that people are like, we got to go see this movie.
That's smart.
So it wasn't released in Florida.
And then eventually it got taken down and they could go see it. But this movie was banned in the UK as one of the video nasties.
What's a video nasty?
A video nasty was a list of movies that could not be screened or sold in stores due to violent content.
What a cute name for it. That's so British.
Video nasties.
These are video nasties.
Yeah. Wow, so then it just goes to the shot of the Sphinx, huh? Interesting.
A murder and then 45 minutes of credits.
Oh, you got to pad out that hour 7 running time.
I tell you, it's never good when you hear that there's a murder on the radio and then you turn it off.
Oh, no, it's never. I would listen.
You're always going to get killed if you turn off that. A lot of murders have been happening. Stop this. I need to go on to my completely regular life that won't be interrupted by this.
If you live at the corner of...
Yeah.
So the guy that plays the police chief in this did not show up to set on the day. Originally supposed to play the police chief, did not show up to set, so they used a barker from the Ringling Brothers Circus.
Wait, for the police chief?
Yeah.
So it's this kind of movie where a guy just didn't show. It's like movies are like comedy shows. The worst comedy shows, you can just not show up or let anyone know.
More or less. Yeah.
Like, I could let them know over at the Grizzly Pear, but fuck it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna call.
Yeah, so this was that type of movie.
Yeah, this is what I would call a 7 o'clock at Broadway comedy club.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not even gonna let the director know I'm not showing up to be one of the main stars in his movie. That's hilarious. And just like that, they use barkers.
So, since I'm just getting to know you guys, Carmen.
Yeah.
What scared you as a kid? What, be a movie, TV show? What do you remember freaking you out a lot?
Oh, me and Renan are talking about this, actually. Do you remember those scary story books? Scary Stories to Tell in the dark?
Yeah.
Yeah, the illustrations specifically. I thought I was going to be buried alive as a child, so every night before bed I would be like, okay, if you find me dead in my bed, do not bury me. I was very specific.
Yeah. Okay. It's so funny, we were just talking about that.
You were worried that you weren't really fully dead.
I would what?
That you'd be in like a coma or something and then wake up buried alive, right?
Yeah, I thought I'd wake up in a coffin underground.
Well, you should have just said, make sure I'm really dead.
No, I
then
I think
they have
I even
to like keep your rotting corpse.
I said
up.
If I wake up dead tomorrow, don't bury me. Like I was six.
So they just want you to you were just asking them to keep your decomposing 6-year-old corpse around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which they did do back in the day.
Yeah,
they kept the they would make sure they're dead.
So by the way, this is the other thing is was one of the only slashers that shows the killer full on in the first scene.
I know, it's just terrible. It's just like, and he's not scary. He's like a goofy looking guy.
Their idea of what's the scariest thing in the world is just an Arab grocery store.
This is so the opposite of just Jaws and Hitchcock so much.
Oh, it's
insane.
Herschel Gordon Lewis just was one of those run him and gun him.
Should we put the shadow of him so you don't know, so you can imagine someone scary? No!
Look at his eyebrows.
As much light as possible.
And it's
see
the weirdest,
fake eyebrows.
Like, just put gray paint in his hair, like the Tin Man.
Yeah.
Have you ever had and those scary stories for kids, which I remember the one I was scared of was the illustration of the girl who got bit by the spider and all the eggs came out of her face.
Oh, yeah.
That scared the shit out of me.
I liked the one where the woman had the ribbon around her neck and she was like, she would never take it off.
Oh yeah, because her head would
she
fall
died,
off.
They took it off her head. Fucking yeah.
You really, see, that's
that
what
was
I
really
scary
spoiled stories.
That, Zach. I'm about to get yeah. to it.
That's
you ruined my twist.
That's what you should have told people: is if I'm found dead, decapitate me before you bury me. So I know that I'm dead.
That story didn't scare me. I thought that one was like cute. That was more of like yeah. a catfishing story, you know,
yeah.
where they're like, this girl isn't quite what she seems.
Exactly.
And that's like a man's biggest fear.
Oh, yeah. She was waiting to be deep in the relationship before she brought up the ribbon. I got, now that we share the lease, yeah. I got to let you know, if I take the ribbon off, my head falls off. Don't ask me how that works.
I am honored that you are...
Her hat is scarier than anything in the movie so far.
So just to fill you in, that's a rich debutante. She's hired this guy as her caterer. He has promised a feast that has not been had in 5,000 years. Guess what? He's killing people for the feast.
No way.
Are you saying he's supposed to be Arab?
Yes, his name is Fuad Ramses.
It kind of backfired because they couldn't fully be racist back then because they still ended up having to hire a white person.
Yeah.
So the white guy's still the bad guy.
Yeah.
They can't, it's like the racism like conflicts.
Yeah.
They're trying. Yeah.
Because now this guy's just a bad. He's just another white guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Fuad Ramses. It's not real. It's more specifically Egyptian than like fear of the Middle East.
Right. They didn't really have.
Yeah. This is before we knew.
Yeah, this is a little before 9/11.
Renan, same question. What do you remember scaring you as a kid, bub?
Well, I watched Jaws every day when I was 5, which I love. But my babysitter is a friend of mine now. He said that I would cry while watching it, but I refused for it to be turned off. But I'm trying to think what else scared me. I mean, so I love that. Oh, Jurassic Park in theaters. I mean, once again, anything I was scared, I loved it. But, like, when I saw Jurassic Park in theaters, I pissed my pants. Twice, actually. I pissed my pants once during the T-Rex and the kids. I was just convinced they're going to die, and I pissed my pants. And then later I pissed my pants just because I didn't want to leave the theater.
Did they change
That's how good
you
the
first
movie
time?
Was. I pissed my pants for two different reasons.
Wait, did you sit there in pee pants?
Yeah, yeah, in pee pants.
The and
pants...
then peed again. I thought somebody put a different pair of pants on you. And
I sit there in pee pants. I was like, I didn't pee myself. These are just pee pants now. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense then.
No, I sit there in my own urine.
And that's dedication to a film, by the way.
Well, that's how good Spielberg was.
I think I did that once because I wanted to see how an episode of Family Matters ended.
Yeah, I did that once another time, but it was just because I was depressed.
Dude, that... I mean, it really should be on the VHS of Jurassic Park. It's so good, I peed my pants twice.
I know, twice for two different reasons.
Renan Hirschberg.
It'll make you soil your pants for two different...
Yeah.
But I think those were the two main ones.
Okay. I remember not being allowed to see Jurassic Park until my aunt and uncle saw really? It and told my parents that it wasn't scary.
You seem like the kind of guy who was allowed to see snuff porn at 7.
Right? No, I'm the opposite, and that's why I'm like this. I wasn't allowed to watch...
watch snuff porn until you're 7 and a half, all right? We have rules here.
I wasn't allowed to watch all that on Nickelodeon
because
really? My parents
what?
Said it was inappropriate.
Are you from
what?
A Christian family?
No. Isn't that crazy?
What kind of family?
Not religious.
Oh, that was the
Weirdo.
Most G-rated.
I wasn't allowed to watch it because my parents said it was inappropriate for children.
What?
What was the, like, where was their views as parents? Like, I don't get it. Like,
I don't know. Everything, my mom thought anything related to comedy or anything funny was inappropriate. Like,
so weird to have non-religious conservative
right?
parents. Mm-hmm. That's a bizarre
thing. I remember any time... My grandma was over. My mom would scream to turn off anything funny.
Wow.
Zachary, your grandmother's hit. My first ever comedy VHS.
You should be
VHS.
Serious and not have sex and have fun and then die and have
my
no
first
reward.
Ever comedy VHS, I put on while my grandma was home. And I remember my mom walking in and screaming, Zachary, turn this guy off. He's fucking filthy.
Who is it? The guy?
Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck.
That's so bizarre.
Isn't
never
that
heard
so
of,
weird?
I always thought anyone who's against dirty language is always religious.
No.
I didn't know you could be like...
You could also just be have German and have years of shame built into you.
That's a weird like platform. There's no God, but sex is still impure.
Yep. I never got it. I just remember when I was screaming, this guy's fucking filthy, and it was Jeff Foxworthy, You Might Be a Redneck.
That's
the
insane.
Number one selling family comedy album of all time.
Was it? Did he have like a filthy version? Was he like, you might be a redneck if you fuck your sister in the ass or something?
No, it was the regular version.
The only
VHS.
The only version he does, yeah.
Yeah. The closest thing I think on that to something dirty was, if your family tree does not fork, which is like his version of a cousin fucking joke.
Oh, right, right.
But I wouldn't have gotten that.
Your family tree does not fork. Yeah. I didn't get that right now.
Yeah, this is how we all kiss.
The girls in here are really hot. What year is this?
63.
That's when women.
Yeah, that's when women start to be like. Don't worry about me. Really hot.
This is a good. They're full figured.
Yeah, yeah.
They're good in the right areas.
Well, some years, like in the 30s, like you'll watch Maltese Falcon, and the fucking dame is like, looks like my grandma. It's just like weird. Like, it's just a different top style.
Because you look sometimes. Ladies from older periods look really old no matter what age they are.
It's just like the makeup was like they'd wear like white makeup. I don't know, it's bizarre. But then, you know.
This is a good stretch, and then I feel like in the 70s they look old again.
Yeah.
And the 80s is good. And 90s, everyone who's supposed to be 17 looks fucking 35. Because they are.
Ugh, this guy's creepier than the killer.
Yeah.
It's still early. It's still early on this pitch black beach with one front light.
Yeah.
So now they're doing Jaws. Oh, wait, no, Jaws had to come out for 10 years.
That's a very scary shot.
Yeah.
This is scarier than anything.
I hope he dies. I don't... This guy...
Stephen King tweeted, this is the movie that scared him the most as a kid, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
So was this movie popular?
This movie made $4 million on a $60,000 budget.
What?
So it was very popular.
This movie was wildly, because it toured and it did, had all this controversy about it. People had never seen red blood on a screen before. Right. It is also one of the, it's not the first, I know the first one was in 1930-something, but it's one of the first movies where people die with their eyes open.
Oh. Mm.
Which people found really scary, because everyone always closed their eyes to die and anything else.
Right.
I believe they also imported animal parts for a lot of the gore. Because I know the tongue we're going to see later is an actual sheep's tongue.
It's kind of funny. This is everything that doesn't make me scared.
Like, oh, yeah. No, not at all.
Like, no psychology. And also, gore doesn't make me scared either, you know? If anything, a lack of gore makes me scared.
And it looks nothing like blood. And people didn't know that back then, no?
Yeah.
See, I love super, super red blood. I think it's like a lost art. I think the Italian movies all do it really, really good.
Why is there a snake?
Because Egypt or something. I don't know.
Oh, they're in Egypt?
No, Egypt.
But he's
don't you know all Egyptian people just have snakes around?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Come on, get with the program,
lady. You don't know anything
about
Arabic culture.
I mean, what a great way to not have to put any fucking work.
It's so cheaply made. They're just like, we'll just have a close-up of a siren.
And you know there's just a guy.
Yeah, they're filming like in just a sandbox at a playground and just dark in the side. This is.
And I love that it's shot like a plug. Just one shot. Just get a wide. We got to get out of here, man.
We got to get out of here before the actual cops come. Yeah.
I don't know. I know you and Joe watch good movies. Have you ever, like, in your life gotten into, like, Ed Wood or, like, real bad shit?
No, I'm not, like, a guilty pleasure type guy. I mean, it's hard for me to watch movies just because they're bad. But I'm also, I think it's also because, like, I'm single a lot. And I feel like when you're single, you can't watch bad movies alone because you have no one to make fun of them with. So I'm forced to only watch good movies.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, if I watch a bad movie out of alone, I can be like, isn't that funny? And I have no one to turn to, you know what I mean? So I'm forced to, you really need to be in a relationship to watch bad movies.
You know, that's a really interesting perspective that I've never heard before. Thank you.
I'm forced to, like, watch Citizen Kane over and over again. Same way.
Carmen, have you ever gotten into bad movie nights? One part
of the body. I'm a big fan of, like, Sharknado, the popular bad movies.
Okay, cool.
I'm trying to think of other ones in that vein.
But would you watch them alone? No.
Pathological. I think I watched Sharknado by myself.
Crazy.
So well, Sharknado, I enjoy it. I don't look forward. Sometimes to that. I get insulted by movies that are bad on purpose.
Yes.
I find something very romantic about movies that are bad not on purpose.
Troll 2, that's one of my favorites.
So, okay, that's my favorite.
It's so good.
My wife and I met because she had a Troll 2 shirt on OKCupid.
Oh my God.
And she was drinking Bailey's from a shoe, which is from my favorite show, The Mighty Boosh.
That's also one of my favorite shows of all time.
And I messaged
this
her.
This is Bailey's close-up.
And our first date was watching Troll 2.
Oh,
now, there's
my
no
God.
Troll 1, right? That's
no, there's Troll 1.
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. it's about trolls in the second. Oh, this is going to
This is fun.
I thought that was the whole thing. There was no Troll 1.
No, okay. So Troll 2 is unrelated to Troll 1.
Okay.
Troll is a full moon movie. It was when it was still Empire Pictures, I believe. And it's with Michael Moriarty and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, really?
And it's about a troll that lives in an apartment building. The people that made Troll did not make Troll 2. They bought it. There's an Italian director who made a movie called Goblins.
Uh-huh.
And it was a run-and-gun... wrote it in Italian, translated it to English incorrectly, came to America to shoot it on the cheap because Italy has all these union rules where it's very the government's involved with all movie stuff. So people are treated very well, but you can't make cheap shit.
Yeah, okay.
So they come to America to shoot it out. They go to Salt Lake City. They get all non-actors, and they go read the script verbatim. No improv, read it, but it's translated wrong. So everything everybody says...
Terrible dialogue, and you can't go off script.
Yeah. So everybody has never acted in a movie before, pretty much.
God, you changed it and made it sound correct. Yeah. Go back to...
The director doesn't speak English.
No.
And he just read what's on the fucking paper. They run out of money and don't finish it. They pack up, go back to Italy without an ending.
Did have a name on a book club list.
God bless fucking Full Moon. They see it and they go, we'll buy it, we'll call it Troll 2. They go, there's no trolls in it. They go, fuck it.
So there's no trolls?
No.
No, they're goblins.
Okay.
And it winds up like not coming out for years. And these people that made this Goblins movie one day just see their movie in video stores under the title Troll 2.
Wow.
And it becomes this huge cult hit because it's the perfect mix of everything where everyone in the movie is doing their first movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're super excited and they have no idea what's going on.
It's the like extras the room kinda, in it. Like,
oh,
so, like,
yeah, very much the same energy.
Uh-huh.
The extras in it, there's a guy who winds up getting a speaking role and who plays one of the townspeople. They were just letting people be in it, anybody who showed up. One of the guys was getting bussed in daily from the local mental institution. And they gave him a speaking part.
Wow.
And he's terrifying. And there's a whole documentary called Best Worst Movie where they get everybody back together to discuss the making of it. And the director, to this day, is still a dick about it and is like, I don't get why people think this is funny.
Like Rousseau or whatever his name is. The guy did Room.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually recently talked to somebody because I always thought Tommy Wiseau was full of shit.
Yeah.
And that it was like an Andy Kaufman type character. And I met somebody that knows him. Like, oh, if it is, he doesn't break.
I mean, I believe it. I mean, there's so many crazy delusional people out there where I'm like, you know.
And I also found, I was like, how the fuck does he have his money? And apparently what he doesn't talk about is that he got involved in... bootleg belts.
Yeah, I think I heard that. Yeah.
So he was selling like Chinese belts and made a ton of money, which also makes sense.
Black market.
Because he also has like 8 belts on all the time, which is like an advertisement for him. It's like branding.
Wow, they really chose someone who's not scary at all.
No, not at all. And then so the whole movie, more or less, the main location was this one shitty motel. And it actually had the Sphinx outside of it that they use for the movie.
You're telling me that on this budget, they didn't fly all the way... On this budget where they couldn't even get a cop car, they didn't fly all the way to Egypt to film the Sphinx for an opening credits?
No, they went and got it, and then they had moved the Sphinx, and they had to go find it for pickup shots, I believe.
For a movie that's an hour long, they really take their time with...
Yeah, it's an hour of nothing.
Yeah.
But once again, it's exploitation. No, that he's watching them He's standing outside the motel watching drunk people go inside so that he can go in and do what he's got to do.
he's got to do it.
But also, once again, we're just padding out the runtime. Get it long enough to be a feature film. Mm-hmm. Hour 7 is barely acceptable.
Mm-hmm. It's really weird, kind of gross about the movie. If in the beginning, that woman's like getting naked, but they don't show her tit until she's
dead. Yeah.
Dead.
It's a choice.
I feel like it's really appealing to the necrophiliac demographic.
Movies like this, it wasn't about getting people to watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was go and see it at the drive-in, go and see it at the grindhouse, because then we have your money. You fell for the gag, which is, you know, go see the scare, you know, the goriest movie of all time, the most violent movie of all time. At this point, which it might have been.
He's fucking walking like Igor from Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's got a lip. See, I feel like he's got the limp because in any other movie, the killer who you don't see would have the limp.
Yeah.
And then he would be revealed to have the limp later in the movie.
Yes, but instead they're like, the doctor's like, we show everything right away. No mystery. Mystery is bad. What's he doing? Oh, is he ripping out her tongue?
Yeah, so this is a sheep's tongue. And this is, for some reason, when they pitched the movie and they put it together, this was the gory thing that they were obsessed with having. This was the, you know, whatever, money shot. This was the sell, was that a woman's going to get her tongue ripped out live on screen.
It'd be so hard to do that.
I think she's just sitting there going, what have I done with my life?
Or she's going, this is my fucking break.
I have a sheep's tongue in my mouth right now.
Yeah. This is my break. Just another few hours, and you're going to be fucking famous. You know, fucking MGM is calling tomorrow.
How did he kill her? How did she die?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too.
Mm-hmm.
And why is your tongue suddenly so gigantic? That's it? Wow. Her one acting moment is the worst acting I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, they got all hot women. They did their... did their due diligence. I'm sure this was in 1963 fucking wild.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. Like, I'm sure this, like, blew people's minds.
Mm-hmm. What was the... How did the... Wasn't there an MPAA? How'd they allow, like...
I think this is unrated.
Oh, but it's still within theaters.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is before... So this is prior to... 63, if I'm correct. If I do my movie math right... This is prior to all theaters being owned by the seven major studios.
Okay, so you could have some, like, gross.
So the deal with, and Carmen, I apologize if I'm going too nerdy on this. The reason movies pretty much have to be rated to come out in theaters is because all the major motion picture companies own the theater chains.
Mm-hmm.
They demonopolized that a number of decades ago. So, if a movie's unrated, they won't screen it anymore because it's all one thing. So, like, if theaters know a movie's going to bomb, you would think they're not going to show it. There's no interest in it. But the studios now go, if you don't show this shit movie that we made, you can't have this Tom Hanks movie next month.
Do they still... I haven't taken a film course in a decade. They still have, like, just a random panel of people, and then those are the people that decide the rating of the movie?
Yes. And the MPAA is, like,
10 people,
moms,
random people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where you're like, you don't know.
And,
yeah. Yeah.
And
I love how you were like, Carmen, I'm going to make an awkward transition and be nerdy about film right now. I know it's going to be really out of character. Yeah. And it will be jarring.
on the movie podcast.
But at this point,
after
there
giving
was still,
every detailed fact
in 63, I think there were still enough mom and pop theaters, grindhouses, independently owned movie houses, plus drive-ins, where you could show whatever you fucking wanted.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because there was nobody breathing down your neck.
Helen,
because if you put whatchamacallit, if you put a fake rating on a movie. That's a lot of fucking money and fines.
It's so, right. It's so interesting that people were probably so shocked by this movie. Because now you're watching, I'm like, that's just a bad actor holding a sheep's tongue.
Yeah.
It's like, you can put that in a pan and cook it and I'll eat it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, you're not taking in. But I guess back then you were like, fuck.
Whose soldiers were drowned in the Red Sea while chasing Moses and the Israelites. Now,
Oh, one of the things that we haven't picked up on, but that I love, is the only thing they figured out that connected the victims is they keep finding out they were all in a book club. And that's how he's finding his victims. And
that they have all about how why women shouldn't read.
Pretty much. It's literally a movie about why women shouldn't read. Sometimes
called one of the most bloodthirsty religions ever known. How would they not have put that together after two of them?
Is there a death in a movie that really fucks you up that you think is really crazy?
Yes. There's a couple of deaths that really disturb me. Casino, Joe Pesci's death.
Okay, that's very, very rough.
I think that's like top five disturbing deaths. Him. The woman in Munich. Did you ever see Munich? I thought that was just really the spy who they like. The temple kind of like humiliating kill. I thought that was really disturbing. Overlooking the city of Antioch. There's some others. The goddess
was served. While you're thinking, it's not gory, but it really bugs me. Shamus was the guy that hangs himself in The Sopranos. He was
worshipped as a lesser god. There's like 12 in Sopranos. By the men of the city. But yeah, the guy in the pees himself.
When
he was actually watching Jurassic Park. It was playing in the corner.
But for some reason, that because it's so long.
Yeah. There's like 12 in Sopranos. I mean, there's when that woman gets killed in Sopranos, it's super disturbing. The loan shark woman.
Oh, yeah.
When that
By the
kid,
way, this is a flashback to ancient Egypt. Just more white people.
I was also, I'm super disturbed when Adriana got killed. But see, these are all disturbing because you don't see it.
That's, yeah.
To me, what's disturbing is not seeing it.
Yeah, I think your brain comes up with the scariest version, and each person can make their own.
Yeah, and just like the cut of it, just like seeing someone like, I don't know, just, yeah.
The one like Cloverfield I really liked because they didn't show the monster until like the very end, right?
Yeah. Well, they showed pieces of it, which I really like.
Yeah, yeah.
We talk about Cloverfield a lot on here.
I like that.
Because I think Cloverfield is the best example of post 9/11 horror. The way everyone's running around in dust.
When someone says post 9/11, you gotta go.
I took so many nerdy film glasses. I'm like, this is an A paper in the making. Is Cloverfield post 9/11?
Well, yeah, everybody's running around in dust. The spread of information, no one knowing what's going on.
No, that's a great point. Though I'd say War of the Worlds is one of the best. Too.
No, that's also very
War of the Worlds, very underrated.
I agree with you.
Right? Yeah. First half is amazing. I haven't seen Cloverfield. I've only seen Cloverfield 2, which is kind of like Troll, where it's a whole different movie.
Yeah, wait, do you mean the one with John Goodman or the one in space? The one in space stinks.
The one with John Goodman.
Okay, that one's good.
Has any sequel that's in space where the others were not in space?
Okay, well,
that's a good trivia. Has any movie been good as a sequel where that's in space but the original's not in space?
Probably not. So a lot of franchises go to space.
Once you go to space, it's not going to be great.
Jason goes to space. Hellraiser goes to space. Leprechaun goes to space.
None of those. I mean, none of those were that great to begin with.
Leprechaun goes to space.
A sequel can be good in space.
Yes.
Obviously, Aliens. Like, if you're going to space in the middle of the franchise,
it's never great.
Something has gone horribly wrong.
I heard a really good theory.
God, is there anything that could
that Alien and most great space movies are haunted house movies that just happen to be in space?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what's the stupid? Who's that screenwriter guy? Blake Snyder. Man in the what's it called? Monster in the House.
Yes.
So like Alien is just like a monster in the house because you can't get out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's actually really scary. You can't get out of the house.
Yeah. Event Horizon to me is just Shining Hellraiser.
Oh, it's definitely that. Yeah, yeah.
Event Horizon's scary. And I love Event Horizon. I wish that's the real version was available.
Event Horizon. You ever seen In the Mouth of Madness?
Yeah.
I mean, of course you have. That's great too. Sam Neill horror movies from the 90s were real fucked up.
He knocked it out of the park.
And Jurassic Park. He really is part of some of the scariest movies. You're coming to my party Saturday night, aren't you? I'm trying to think of other disturbing deaths. Yeah, like, The Vanishing.
Okay.
You've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. Have you seen that, Carmen?
What? Sorry, I hate this man so. I hate all of the men in this are so much worse to me than the murderer. They're so gross. They're like, oh, honey, don't worry about all that blood. Just suck my dick. Ugh.
No, not so far. You know, we have every man in the force working double duty.
All four of us.
She's like going after him, and he is.
Young Charlie Parker.
Heinous to me. The girl killed on the beach.
He did give us one clue. He said that though everything happened so quickly, he got a glimpse of gray hair and strange glowing eyes. And it seems to be an older man.
What movie? Old. Sorry. I don't think
like
I've
a really big clue. He gave us one minor clue.
Yeah, yeah. He had gray hair. And his eyes glow.
And his eye, The Vanishing?
I don't think I have.
We should watch that sometime. It's great.
I feel safer with you working on it, Pete.
You know, it's fucking great. Okay. It's an old Dutch movie.
Ooh.
Not old.
Always scary.
It's like the most terrifying movie ever. It's not a horror movie. It's a thriller.
Those are scarier.
Yeah, yeah. Thrillers are always scarier. Vanishing is the most... I think Vanishing is the most... Oh. Disturbing movie ever.
Okay.
As far as modern stuff, I found some of the deaths in Midsommar really tough.
Oh, yeah.
The suicide at the beginning wrecked me. The cliff and the blood eagle were all horrendous.
Where the lungs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Midsommar's. Have you seen Midsommar?
I haven't. Setup of it reminded me too much of Vermont, which is where I'm from, so I just didn't even bother. I was like, oh, this is already
Vermont's great.
Wait.
Yeah, but it's like also creepy. It's like deeply creepy. There are like weird little like hippie cults that resemble.
But
that
it is
ads.
It is just a terrifying movie, but it's also very funny.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. It felt very... I went with my buddy Simon, who's a critic. Who's been on the show many years ago now, and we saw it together, and we both came to the same conclusion about three quarters in. We're like, "This is Texas Chainsaw, but
in
the fucking Netherlands or whatever."
That was also marketed so well.
It's also Texas very much what's it called, the Wicker Man.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But to me, like the whole idea of like the kids going to a place they're not supposed to be, one by one getting picked off by the families.
It's like Texas Chainsaw meets Wicker Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I feel like nobody called it out on being very Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To the point where literally the killer has the fucking sledge. A retarded guy in a mask with a sledgehammer.
Oh, right, right, yeah. And he's wearing someone's face, like Leatherface.
Yeah.
I think Midsommar is just truly, like, it's just a great movie. It's just like,
I'm impressed with both movies.
Truly terrifying and disgusting.
Have you seen his short?
No, someone told me about it. Like, cause he always thinks of the most fucked up things, and then I'm like, "What's the short about?" He goes, "It's about a guy who rapes his father." I'm like, "There you go."
We did a sometimes after.
That is like the most. Like, you're like, how do I really go
after
beyond?
This show airs? I'll do shit in Discord with the fans.
Yeah.
And last week we were watching Friday the 13th, and I was like, "Hey, you guys want to watch something fucked up?" And I made everybody watch that. And people are like, Jesus Christ.
It is a fair amount of genius to be like, think of the most disturbing thing.
The crazy thing is,
a son who rapes his father.
That was his senior year project.
You really think outside the box.
He submitted that to a class. And everybody, you know, everybody else is like, this is the story of me becoming a filmmaker. You know, this is about a man pushing a rock up a hill. And then he was like, this is about a guy who fucks his dad.
I mean.
But wait, they're black.
Oh, they're black in it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You assume redneck when you hear guy fucks his dad.
I don't assume any culture where a guy fucks his dad.
I assume hillbilly.
I don't think anything. I don't think that's been a part of anyone's culture.
Yeah, I'm trying
culture.
To think of what I
What if
saw?
I made it super personal? It's like, I assume they were Italian and German from Secaucus, New Jersey.
No one has the son rape the dad cultural stereotype.
I thought of like Game of Thrones immediately. I was like, that just sounds like a scene from Game of Thrones, just the opening...
Yeah, he's just establishing dominance.
That's just so gross.
No, we're not.
I'll say it. That's a little fucked up.
Yeah. He also made another, like, a very short movie about a son and mom with the Eminem's mom disease, Munchausen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That seems like a more normal fucked up.
Yeah, it has no dialogue, but it's pretty
like
good.
Something that actually,
Which one's Munchausen?
Eminem's mom disease, where she try to convince the kid they're sick all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can take care of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or as I eloquently called it, Eminem's mom disease.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I could never watch this short. I can't watch that short, though. It's not racist, Dad.
I think you got one in you.
Well, I rate my dad, so...
Oh, so they're close to home.
Bring back some fucked up memories.
Yeah.
They really got to put a trigger warning on that one.
Or you can watch it with your dad and be like, memories.
No one's ever worn that. Yeah. No one's ever had it just covering your entire... This is like the I've Got Milk commercial.
Okay, this is going to sound really... This is very good timing. So I just watched... have you heard of the Cursed film series on Shudder? So it's every episode is a different movie, and it addresses the rumors that the movie was cursed or that like crazy stuff happened. So they do Omen, Exorcist, shit like that.
Yeah.
This new season, the opening episode is Wizard of Oz.
Right, right.
Wild.
And of course they address like, did a munchkin hang himself? Blah blah blah.
It's not true.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
But
could never reach that.
Yeah. Really crazy shit did happen. What?
I thought he did.
No.
I read a whole thing about it.
No, but there is, I mean, there is awful.
Like, he didn't, like, not in the background of the scene, but one of them was, like, desperately in love with.
I think that's all.
But there is really fucked up things that happen on that set.
Yeah, it was a fucked up set.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No, they said, they addressed that in the thing. They said that's all made up.
I don't know. I still believe it.
There is the, because I read an article about this, the little people would grope Judy Garland, like, molest her.
Okay, so they addressed that.
Yeah.
All bullshit.
What?
Judy Garland was hammered all the time.
Uh-huh.
And she went on a talk show, and they asked her about it, and she was, like, playing around, and she's just loaded off her gourd. And goes, yeah, and all get drunk, and then they scoop them up with butterfly nets. But, like, they talked to munchkins that were on set, and they're like, yeah, she's, we all were fine. Yeah. Nothing like this happened. She's fucking nuts.
I bet she was groped, though.
Are you just going to doubt every single thing I say about this from this thing
I
watched?
I read a whole article about it where it was a headline that said Judy Garland's ex-husband says she was groped by munchkins.
And Judy Garland was
amazed by this,
packed with drugs and alcohol all the time.
They use munchkins
makes it easier to grope.
Headline. But it said they would jump up and just grab a kid and run away. And then run away. But I read, this is totally true. This is
but if you don't catch him in it's like a 5-second rule when food hits the floor. If you can't catch the munchkin in 30 seconds.
This is not a joke. I mean, it's one of the saddest, awful, funniest things ever, but it's not a joke. Like, everyone on that set, like, no one had rights back then, like, except for men. So, like, it was just like, she got groped. Yeah, she got groped by the munchkins.
Yes.
She was the lead on the movie, and she was still getting harassed by the munchkins. But the reason the munchkins were drunk all the time is because, and this is true, they were upset because the dog playing Toto got paid more than them. Which is true.
Is that true?
I mean, I did just see Toto's grave at Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and there were no munchkins.
He got paid more than... It went.
Anyway, the reason I brought it up is because when you say nobody ever wore the full face wrap like that.
Yeah.
The woman who played the witch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, it got burned.
In the scene where she goes down the trap door and the fireball comes up, her hat and cape caught on fire.
Oh, my God.
And she had green grease paint on, and it burned through her paint.
Oh.
And there was copper in the paint, so it burned through her face. And they had to remove it immediately. With fresh third-degree burns, rub the paint off with paint remover. And they talked to her son. She was so fucked up, she had to have, like, a month off. Like, sure, her face was gone.
Did it heal?
And they but they completely wrapped her up like that. And they have pictures of her with just her eyes showing.
Oh, really? Jesus.
And so she didn't fuck her kid up. When he saw her like that, she called the nanny. And said, hey, tell my son that I just got cast as a mummy.
Oh.
And that I'm going to come home and show him my costume, and we're going to play mummy so that he doesn't know that I'm hurt.
Oh.
So his whole childhood, he just thought he had never seen the movie where his mom had that role.
That
and then he found out as an adult that for that full month she was hiding the fact that she was... severely burned.
And what makes it all the much worse is that those flying monkeys got paid more than her. So it was like...
Well, they were hard to breed. You know how hard it is to get a pigeon to fuck a monkey?
I really think that movie... Like, I would love to see a movie about the behind the scenes because it's the most wholesome... It's truly the most famous movie of all time with just an awful backstory of just exploitation. She was
on speed all the time. Well, they made a comedy version called... Beneath the Rainbow or something like that with Chevy Chase.
Oh, I didn't think.
But it's more like a silly detective movie that happens while the Munchkins are all at a hotel.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to see a movie where it just shows you how, like, exploited everyone was.
Oh, dude, they were pumping her full of pills.
Yeah, they're pumping her full of pills. She had less rights. She was the lowest. She was the main character, literally the lowest on the totem pole. It went in hierarchy. It went, she was at the bottom, then the Munchkins, then Toto, then the Flying Monkeys, and then the white man on the set.
Yeah, and then they almost killed the original Tin Man.
Oh, right, with the...
Because there was silver or whatever. There was iron in his makeup, and he breathed it in.
Yeah.
And it gave him severe lung problems, and he had pneumonia issues for the rest of his life.
Yeah, there was no regulations back then.
Because that went back to the rumor that they killed the girl from Goldmember when they painted her gold, that it closed all her pores and she suffocated.
But yeah, I feel like you could really just find out the answer to that pretty quickly.
Yeah, myth busted.
Did the person die from that movie? No.
And marketing for movies is just like spreading little rumors and stuff, though. Do you think that a movie could be marketed today the way that Texas Chainsaw was and Blair Witch, maybe?
So I think Blair Witch is probably the last time that'll ever happen.
Yeah.
Because the internet was still not trustworthy. Like, the internet was still... You could fuck around like that?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like, marketed where you mean acting like it's real footage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know they deny it, but Big J has said he saw a test screening of Blair Witch in Philly, and they presented it as real.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't think they did that in the national campaign, but they did that in test screenings to get word of mouth out that it was real.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, if you think it's real.
I thought it was real because I watched it when I was, when it came out, I was like 12.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're 11 or 12.
You think it's real, you're a moron. No.
Yeah.
Well, it would be funny, the idea that the FBI gets this footage. They're like, all right, now that we've seen it, send it off to the theaters.
Yeah. When you're like a little kid, you're like, I guess that's what people do.
You were 12? I feel like I was.
Maybe I was like 15.
You might have been a little older.
When did it come out?
No, I think I want to say I was like 12, 13, so I think, probably.
Carmen's really old.
Yeah, I'm pretty old. I'm 36.
I'm 34.
Yeah, okay, so if you were 12, 13, so I was like 14. Yeah, I feel like I was like a
1999.
1999. So that does, like, weirdly, that doesn't help me figure it out. Now I'm like, well, 15 minutes from now, I'll be able to tell you. I was a freshman. Yeah, 14.
Yeah.
So, and plus, like, now we know what that footage, like, that Buffalo guy just live streamed all those murder. We know what murder looks like now.
Yeah.
I think it would be harder to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, so what Texas Chainsaw did brilliantly.
When's that live stream coming out in theaters?
What?
No.
Coming to a grocery store near you. The Texas Chainsaw, what they just said, based on a true story, which was Ed Gein.
Right.
Right.
Which is the same story Psycho technically is based on, and Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
Funny, there's a really, my favorite Ed Gein story is he had this person's skull just hanging off the ceiling, and a person came in to, like, get some shit from him, and he was like, what the hell is that skull? And Ed Gein goes, oh, that's just some Japanese guy I killed in World War II. And the guy's like, oh, okay. I thought for a second, I thought something fucked up.
Yeah. For a second, I thought you were a bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, you're just ahead of another person that you murdered. I was worried for a second. But, you know, he didn't really kill that many people. Most of it was just corpses.
Yep.
It's really, like, bullshit.
Yeah, just the lady in the hardware store and the other lady.
And everything else is just fucking
grave digging. But when they found it, they thought he had killed hundreds and hundreds of people. So that's where the legend.
He's really just a taxidermist.
Yeah.
Who killed two people.
He was a grave robber who moonlighted in murder.
But you're not a serial killer if you only kill two people.
No, I don't think so.
That's one person just killing one person. You don't run away. You got to kill at least three.
Don't yeah, I think I would say four is serial killer.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think three would cut it.
I don't think three would cut it. Because you could do three in a day and be a crime of passion.
Yeah. Well, you can do a mass shooting, too. That's not serial killer.
Yeah. Okay. But three, like, you kill your wife, her lover, and a baby.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't call that a serial killer.
No.
But I guess if you stretch them out.
No, but serial killer, it's like a lust thing. You have to, like, get the urge every couple months.
Yeah, like a werewolf.
Yeah. You can't just do it all.
The FBI definition is that it has to be three or more killings.
Thank you.
Like in a series. But so I don't know if that means you can do them at the. Yeah, exactly.
Because that's cheating if you kill them all at once. You're like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, you're cooking the books.
Yeah, yeah. You're juking the stats.
Everybody can have one good game. It's about a long-term performance.
Yeah, exactly. Real Egyptian style you know. Stuff. But it does make you wonder how many serial killers were just people who just got arrested after one murder. I'm sure a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A serial killer is really the people who get away with it.
More or less, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so, like, there's a lot of people who just kill one person who probably would have killed more people mm-hmm. if they were
out. Just sloppy-doppy.
Yeah.
And they can, like, retire. Like, Golden State just...
Yeah.
Went retired. Back to robbery after a murder. It's like, what are you...
He fucking, yeah. He was really, he got all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Fucking 23andMe. It's so funny. All things we've been talking about recently. That dish thing fucked me up. With Golden State Killer.
Oh, yeah.
Dish
yeah.
thing?
Where he puts the dish, you can't move.
So, but when he was just when he was just a rapist robber,
yes.
he would stack the dishes. Do you know, and I think I just told this on the show, and I'm so sorry. Do you know about the town meeting over the Golden State Killer?
Mm.
It was when he was just robbing people and raping the wives, and he would tie them up. They had a town meeting. It was before he was murdering them. Before he was murdering people.
Back when he was just, you know.
Yeah, back when he was in the minor leagues. There was a town meeting discussing it, and a guy stood up and was like, listen, I think there's more to this. There's no way that these guys are just getting tied up and letting their wives be raped. If somebody tried to do that to my wife, I would die fighting them. Uh-huh. And, you know, harumph, harumph, town meeting noises.
Yeah.
That guy and his wife were murdered a year to the day of the meeting.
Oh, so the guy was there? That killer?
Yeah, he was in the meeting going, and today's and date, them. And this is where this guy
lives.
And he went, huh, harumph, harumph. And he waited a fucking year to do it.
Because he didn't murder that many people, right?
No, but he just got away with it. He was the original Night Stalker.
Right.
And then they gave that nickname later to Ramirez.
Right.
This is very brutal, but this is definitely also to appeal to, like, weird S&M people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure this was, like, a weird fetishy thing.
Oh, sure.
That before you could go see S&M porn, you had this scene in this movie that you were like, ooh, that's a thing I've never seen before.
You wouldn't die from that.
No, I don't think so. Maybe she passed out.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I also kind of really unironically love this music.
It's fucking Igor Walk.
Isn't it? What is it? Like one of those big organs in churches?
I think it's a very... It could be that. It could be an electric piano or like a really primitive synth. Because I think around 63, that works. So this lady's been saying that he did it for Itar, and they haven't put it together that it's Ishtar yet, which has been established the entire movie, that this guy worships Ishtar.
I have a few questions I'd like you to help him with, sir.
So they just sing like these modern-day Arabs worship.
Yeah, and also there happened to be a guy in town doing a seminar on the blood feast of Ishtar that he was at and hasn't put it together.
It's weird. It's not even Islamophobia. It's like before. It's it's Egyptophobia.
Yeah.
Question, sir. Have you ever heard of a man called Fuad Ramses? Runs a catering service.
For anyone thinking that this movie is very similar in plot to the movie Blood Diner, you are correct. Blood Diner was supposed to be an unofficial sequel to this. There is a real sequel to it called Blood Feast 2, All You Can Eat, that came out in the 2000s.
I was about to say that. I was like, Blood Diner, more like Blood Feast, huh? Right? Fucking Lieutenant stole it.
Listen, alert all cars. Send into the vicinity of 45th and
Lincoln. Is there any movie that's good that's the first word Ramsey's is blood?
What?
What's a good movie where the first word is blood?
I think we got our killer.
I don't know. That might be an exclusively...
Blood Diamond, I haven't seen it. It's not great, but it's not like
a... Yeah, Blood Diamond's probably the closest to a good movie.
Yeah, well, it's not like a ridiculous thing, yeah. I'm trying to think blood. Oh, no, Blood Simple.
There Will Be Blood?
Well, that's not the first word.
No, you're right.
You can do it at the end.
You're right.
Blood. Yeah. Wait, what did I just say? Oh, Blood Simple. I think that might... Blood... Yeah.
Oh, he just put her... He charred her leg in a pizza oven.
Mm.
Which I do not know why a Middle Eastern catering hall has a pizza oven. I think they just probably had access to a pizza oven.
Well, I mean, they don't get many of these cultural stereotypes correct. You know how these Egyptians are with their ancient gods and their pizza?
And their worst dollar pizza ever.
And their snakes.
Never go to dollar pizza when it's Middle Eastern guys. You gotta go to Mexicans.
Boy, they really could not get a police car in this movie.
Nope, and they also just put up a sign.
Oh, they got one.
Oh, hey. Listen to them.
Spoke too soon.
What is it, Pete? Listen, Frank, I got a hunch. And if it proves right, I hope you got a strong stomach. Come on.
So one of the things I love about this movie is the ineptitude of everyone involved on a character level. Nobody does their job well or correctly, from the killer to the cops.
To the filmmaker, to the actor.
To every single level of it, somebody's bad at their job.
Yes. It's really a very self-reflexive movie.
So now they're going to see the stack. By the way, this is enough to convict him for them.
Yeah.
He's got a big gold statue with something. It's Ishtar, Frank.
The goddess of love.
The goddess of love.
That's very feminist. He's worshiping a woman.
You're right. That is very feminist.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, but not anymore.
Wait, what's that, a head on the other side? I don't understand what's happening.
I don't know. It's just parts. He's been taking parts of different women to make into this feast of Ishtar. At the end of the feast, Ishtar is supposed to come back to life.
Well, then it's a religious right. They can't prosecute that.
You're right.
That's religious freedom.
This must have been crazy to make, though. Like, there was nothing like this. Mm-hmm. They're really holding the shot,
yeah,
though.
Jesus.
This poor girl's breathing. She's trying so hard not to breathe. But every once in a while, you just hear her go... But that's really difficult, man.
This movie has this weird thing where it's like more turned on after they're dead than the movie. You know what I mean? The movie's like, now that they're dead, let's really show... Yeah,
yeah, there is a necrophilia
if I'm right,
angle, I think.
These are the leftovers.
The leftovers.
From the preparation for the Feast of Ishtar.
He did not use the whole...
That'd be crazy if he was wrong about that. Yeah. If I'm right, these are the body parts for the Feast of Ishtar.
Like, if nope. I'm wrong, God help us all.
If I'm wrong, then this is very confusing.
If I'm wrong, then I'm giving him my fucking bed.
I'm like, I think you're right. You're probably right at this point.
Holy smoke, Frank. We got to get over to the Fremont House. They're having a dinner party tonight. And Fuad Ramses is the caterer. Fuad Christ. Ramses?
Well, hey, try the food first, though. And then decide.
So call the family, tell them don't eat anything, but don't freak out the caterer.
It's like they're too racist to be racist. They don't realize an Egyptian would be Muslim.
There is a level of...
Not a Sphinx worshiper.
composition understanding here, where they went from everything being red to this party.
Oh.
Everything's in, like, these blues.
Yeah.
It's like, there is an idea. Somebody understands basic concepts of filmmaking. Or at least how to dress things so that it's, like, interesting to the eye.
Yeah.
I would never eat anything this guy gave me, regardless, by the way. He's horrifying.
The Feast of Ishtar is about to begin.
By the way, what made all these fucking white debutantes go, the Feast of Ishtar?
Yeah.
That sounds like our kind of day.
You're right. The first hole we found in this movie.
Of the young lady in whose honor the feast is given.
Who, me? How exciting!
Who, me? The only one in a pink dress? How'd you know I'm the special one?
If the young lady will accompany me into the kitchen,
This is a pretty ballsy plan, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet there never was a party like this.
He has like a Fred Armisen vibe. There was. The killer.
By the way, that would be great casting in a reboot.
Yeah.
He would have a blast with that. He just gaslights the women to death.
Yeah, they could definitely make a movie now where there's an evil, where an evil Arab eating people.
Bill, are you there?
He does look like Fred Armisen, though.
He's
really hot. Everyone is very hot in this movie.
Mm-hmm. I think it's he had
the women.
The women, I
mean, everybody.
The women. Yeah.
Man.
I think it's because he had the history of the Nudie Cuties movies.
Oh, okay.
So he probably had good access to girls that were doing magazines and shit like that at this time.
Yeah.
That's a fun. I want that dress.
It's a nice dress.
I was thinking I like the way the kitchen is, I like the appliances. My great uncle passed away, and we went to his house. And it was done up like it was a time, it was time stamped, and they just never changed a thing to the point where the ceilings had wallpaper.
Oh, jeez.
It was so cool. It was like a time machine to the fucking like,
wow.
Maybe here, maybe like between here and early 70s, I would say.
Wow.
And not a thing fucking changed.
Original appliances, they lasted forever back then, too, I bet.
I'd offer my condolences.
The refrigerators,
you know,
and stuff.
Great uncle. Mm-hmm. I'd offer my condolences. But
oh, no, he was 103.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say, Carmen?
I was saying all those appliances back then, those like lasted for so long that you could keep all of your original appliances.
Yeah.
Now they just, they're made to just break within about 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Who falls, like, this is a pretty.
How did he convince her on
there? This have to do with dinner?
How did he convince her to lie on there? It's got good game.
He said it's a tradition for dinner or something.
Hey, ancient Egyptian tradition for you to blow me.
Even
right
this
now.
Dumb bitch figured it out.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Hey, you're not sacrificing me to Ishtar, the goddess of love.
If he tried to cut her up again. Now and cook her to the people in the other room.
He's trying to behead her as the last sacrifice for
I hope
feast.
He locked the door. Like, can anyone come in right then?
He hasn't put a lot of thought into this. It's amazing he's got this far.
I know, when you do a beheading, you really got to make sure you can't just come in the room.
I mean, I would at least face her the other way.
Then you say,
it's insane. Oh, Ishtar.
And what does she once again think is happening?
She literally said, hey, you're not going to sacrifice me, right? And he keeps saying it's like tradition for the meal.
Oh, my Ishtar. This is silly.
This is silly. It is silly.
She deserves to die for her cultural appropriation, honestly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll do it.
Please, a man is telling you to do something. Listen.
Oh, my Ishtar.
Your eyes must
she's like a Barbie doll.
So that the image of Ishtar is before
him. Seems like this bitch is just fucking eating up time.
Ishtar.
Whoa.
Take me unto yourself.
Now, O Ishtar.
Some of these shots are scary.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, any uphill shot of a man is terrifying. Oh my God, I could never have thought in a million years when I planned this that one of the people in the parties would have walked into the kitchen during it.
He's very slowly limping away.
With a machete.
So now here's the inept dude. The cops show up late for something they should have figured out, I don't know, weeks ago?
Oh, they see him.
He's limping away. The cops are pursuing on foot.
They
have
to run
car.
That fast. They see the limp, right?
Suzette, this is Freeman. Are you okay, honey?
Let me explain everything that's going on to you. Let me give you way too much exposition now, because the movie's about to wrap up, and I need to tie this all up in a bow.
The killer we've been looking for. This is Freeman.
I'm afraid this feast is evidence of murder.
Oh dear.
Oh my god.
She doesn't even give a shit.
No. But we will. We have to. Suzette, look, honey. I'm afraid I got some very bad news for you.
Gotta wrap up a little more of the movie.
That's some bad news for you. You're a moron.
I'm afraid she was another victim of Ramsay's.
Can I be honest with you? This chick's doing okay at the crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was consider. Say, yeah. Consider all people in the movie considered.
Yeah,
for a girl that beautiful in a movie like this.
Oh, poor Trudy.
She's doing the best acting so seems so far.
Yeah. And it's not great, but she's trying.
Yeah. No.
Those look real.
Better, snap out of it.
Better than anyone else in the movie.
Yeah. He's gonna
better than
her.
The mom who said, oh dear.
Oh dear.
And then
I
was
guess
worried
they'll have to have hamburgers.
Oh dear. Though, to be fair, it's hard to say, oh dear, in a way. That might be the writing.
Yeah.
You can't be like, oh dear.
I would say he's fucked. But this to me is like the perfect example of absolute ineptitude. So they lost him.
How?
More cops have shown up now. Who have a car.
Yeah.
They're chasing a man with a limp in a car.
Oh, that'd be hard to drive over.
A man with a machete and a limp. And somehow, he's really, they're not gaining on him. This scene's way too long already.
It's weird they're not shooting him. It's like they know the actor's white.
They're not that far back either. They could probably take a few shots.
Yeah. It's very rare that cops will choose running over just shooting.
And they've got guns.
Look how slow they are. I can see why they're not catching him.
Yeah.
They are going at the exact same speed.
Yeah, they're briskly jogging.
Yeah, throw that. Great.
It's kind of inspirational. Even though he's like a cripple and he's running away from police,
he's still doing his best.
He still thinks he can make it, you know? That's pretty, yeah.
You would just think you would have run more into like...
Not cripple, whatever the term is. Physically retarded.
You would have run into the city, not into a blank field. And yes, exactly what you think is about to happen happens. So this dumb motherfucker. Jumped into the back of a dump truck.
Again with the off screams.
Hey, what's happening? You guys are in trouble?
So hot. Hey, there's a hot guy.
Yeah.
At the very end.
There's a beefcake for you. I love that blood. I love that awful, that neon red.
It's like red paint. It's just.
Yeah. What happened? What happened?
You just did this town the biggest service it's ever had.
So the cops didn't even kill him.
Yeah.
He died of stupidity. He died the way a cat does in the winter. When it crawls into your engine.
I also think if the cops are going to be like, you did a great service. I feel like those cops would also have no problem just shooting a guy running away. You know what I mean?
Of course.
We, of course, can't shoot him, but thank God you did it.
Suzette Fremont told me that her mother had planned a real Egyptian feast as a surprise. And you know what a bug I am in Egyptian culture. Dr. Flanders gave a talk on
what a bug? That
yeah, well, he says that he loves Egyptian culture. That's how he figured it out.
Well, he's also the guy who's like, Itar, Itar.
Yes.
Really
you know I've had a real thing for Egyptian culture for years, and I go to seminars. And I thought, Itar, Ishtar. It only took me a week.
Sphinx, Lynx, Pink, something.
I love when movies had to have an end where they just explain every single thing you just watched in order.
Well, they do that in Psycho, so one bad.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they do. Big time. Turns out he thought he was his mother.
Yeah. it's an otherwise perfect.
Before
movie.
We get out of here, Renan, thoughts on the Psycho sequels?
I've never seen them.
I have better than you think.
Really? Is Anthony Perkins in them?
He's in them, and he directed one of them.
You know, he's an old musical guy.
Yeah.
Really nice voice. Did a couple and, good friends with Sondheim. They did a lot of...
also passed away of, I believe, what a lot of old musical guys passed away of.
AIDS?
I want to say possibly.
Okay. I'd look like a real asshole if I was... You're like, no, not AIDS. What are you fucking...
No, broken ankle. yeah, no, there's... Psycho 2 is pretty good.
Is it really?
Oh, Ishtar.
Yeah, and then Ishtar crying blood, so the sack of something worked. Assuming that Fuad Ramses became the last sacrifice.
Oh.
And I just realized Jason is the reverse of Psycho.
Yes.
Because it's like, you know, a guy, you think it's the mother, it's the guy, and then Jason, you think it's the guy, but it's the mother.
Yep, you switched it around.
But
I never thought of that either.
I feel like Jason's mother, if he knew about the other sequels, he'd be like, well, I wish I would have known my son was supernatural. I wouldn't have had to kill everybody for his revenge. He would have taken care
of that. I just thought he was special needs.
Yeah.
All right,
description of this movie. I'm sorry. It blames a woman in it somehow.
When Mrs. Fremont hires crackpot Egyptian cultist to cater party for her daughter... So that she commits the culinary catastrophe of the century. Yeah.
That was probably
like, this
the back,
dumb bitch.
That was probably the back of the box.
It also just seems like a comedy. Yeah. Like she, yeah.
It's a culinary catastrophe. All right, I want to thank my guests, Carmen Legala, Renan Hirschberg. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you very much, and we will catch you next week on Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show.